Today's topic we're going to look at is betrayal of friendship. Betrayal of friendship. Some friendship, we can we have a cut ties and we have to heal in the process. So we are six ways in which we can heal our betrayal of friendship, that they betray us and we feel that they betray us because they broke were agreement that we had. And one thing that you need to do is to clarify the situation. And when I mean by clarify the situation, you will understand more details on Blazing Topic. So clarifying the situation is that where you are the betrayer or the betrayed or the betrayed, the damage can something be temporarily or this with the disturbing falling and fold into the file in the foster of the relationship without doing too much damage. And then sometimes, however, the fallout be temporarily or life changing. It's either how you interpret the rapid that can be alternative your plan. So which is true. So you have to have that. So that simply mean, what does that mean? But it simply means that it's an interpretation is the same as your friend. For instance, alliance of bond or betray her close friend from childhood who stopped her to run her from or cell phone and got a text and email saying that everything I could going to her house and pounding on the door. Alex said, eventually I decide that our friendship must be over. And I also hurt and angry that really kind of horror, but also felt worse that she discovered despite that in the truth of the depression. I finally did go over to the house and knock on the door. She let in. She looked terrible and she was not eating as much that she could normally do on a normal days. And I bought her up and took her to the hospital. It wasn't a betrayal, it was an illness. Well, if it's an illness or whatever, but clarify the situation, make it more simple and easy to understand. You know, accept and process your feelings, right? One, you should have faced the painful truth of betrayal, and your own understanding about it is you could start at the process of the emotion, the good, the bad, and the ugly. After a betrayal, you will very likely to have to manage a number of difficulty of emotion, and you're about to understand really, because you're about to understand that it is a toxic situation. We're hurting me into turn into anger and vice versa. So each phrase will require different emotional and to be eventually physical response to your on your part. The key is to stay honest with yourself as you can, and when possible to explain your thinking to the problem and who are important to you, although not necessary to the person who hunts you, which is true. And then you have to consider whether or not the process of the feelings with the person who hurt you or the person you hurt, which is quite important. That is a process that you need to go through. So we're at number three, right? And it's simple to say that the betrayal you is around to help you process those feelings. In that case, it can be healing to take in about what happened, but sometimes you can join she cannot join you in that work. You may not want to open up yourself as to the possible of further injunction, and that is okay too. The same is the truth when you have done the betrayal, and if your recent apology was not accepted, you feel hurt and frustrated. It's either case that you still process your feeling, and but may not be a friend, but also reflect about okay if you want to act like things are fine, and you want a friend to be the same, although of course the solution work best when it best of both of you, like the Leon show and Butterfly and Versailles meet. You might say that you might just want to say why can you be happy for me, and then go and take about the behind with my like normal. Then you can also decide whether or not you can forgive your friend. That is the most thing. Number four, whether or not you can forgive your friend. Sometimes you can give them, sometimes you cannot forgive them. Sometimes you're not going to forget what they do to you, because they do something really, really bad and really, really hurtful that you are like, you can't be trusted. You can't be trusted. Are you me a talk? Yes, you. So I wasn't just her, of course. I might was a part of it, and so was I. And I know for a while that sometime wasn't right about the marriage, and also afraid to address it. Yes, some people are afraid to address it. They're not bold and very outspoken, but unlike me outspoken, cause me not take no chat from nobody. Cause yeah, me after my point is valid as well. Yeah, man. So what does that mean? It is fortunate. It is fortunate. I am not ready to put all behind and kissing faces to each of them, either of them. Safe to say that sometimes not forgiving can be both free and allow you to move on. It will help you remember the things that you help that you did not love about your friend. But sometimes forgiveness is also free. Yes, sometimes, and we will end it right here with the sometimes. It's always free. Number five, we have to recognize that there is no single right way to handle betrayal. True, there's no single right way to handle betrayal. Sometimes, yeah, there's none at all. You have to like, So it is crucial, and however it is necessary and allow and know at least you're free yourself and feel, and you feel, and you feel your feelings once you have done something that is easy in the way to cope with experience that work best for you. If you do not have a key sense of what you want to do, you might try taking and even acting out as a possible convention with someone you trust. Take the conversation as far as you want, you can, and let yourself sit with yourself and the unknowns. Then imagine the occupation. What would happen if you said nothing? How would you look and feel to you? And imagine referral several people announce, you could possibly have a idea of what you feel most comfortable and not doing the situation. Remember that you may not be what it seems. So remember, it's not always what it seems, but it always may be what it seems, not what it seems. Yeah, so this means that trying to not to take a hurtful action personally, even when it seems that you are the intended victim, you really say that double betrayal by your husband or your best friend was not her fault. True. That was their thing, and that she could have done differently, and see that she could have much more to do, and the inner demon other than with her. It might seem to you that your friend intentionally wrong you, hurt you, and when. You was thinking about your own, consider it and meaning of the could be hurt, and in itself you have to deal with what is with that, and by stepping back and look back with a bigger picture and understand and turn to other friends, and also invalid way to help to instruct, heal, and help you move on, which is also important. So those are the betrayal of friendship, the betrayal of your best friend, your husband, your partner, whatever, your wife who was your best friend and she betrayed you. It is that. So one, don't forget, all you need to is to clarify the situation. Second, accept the process of your feeling. Yes, consider whether or not the process of the feeling with the person who hurt you or the person you hurt. Make sure you decide whether or not forgiveness is worth it for your friend, and also recognize that it is not no single right way to handle a betrayal, and remember it may not be what it seems. So that is it, the Double Trouble Drama Show on a blazing topic. Check me out on all social, it's the double trouble_ on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, the Double Trouble Drama Show, and also on Snapchat is the Troubler, and also on Twitter is the double underscore drama pod. Check me out on all social.